You know, that
I don't know.
Part that runs between the wheels.
I don't know anything about machinery.
Is it an axle?
Well, it'd be an axle. Maybe that was it. And so he told them to go on ahead. They were only half a day ahead of him. Finally get fixed up, and they got a late start, and when they finally get, that took days, to get the other side of Waco on out that way, why, they had all been massacred, that police wagon train. That's all in his memoirs. So the first thing they did was get the wagons, you've seen them in the movies, and he sent two of his men on up to Fort Griffin. Yeah, you make a circle. And they went up out to Fort Griffin, and they sent soldiers out so they could go in and deliver their... And then from there he went into railroad building with Richter and Lee. And he was on this railroad that was built from Laredo to, from Corpus to Laredo. And he had charge of, he was evidently very good at handling men. And then they decided, Richter and Lee, to go into Mexico and build a railroad from Monterrey to Saltillo. And that's kind of mountainous down there. Well, down there, the firm went broke. And my father had been married to a Miss in Galveston. And I had this lovely big Bible. I just gave it recently to this granddaughter that lives out near, out in West Texas. And it has when he married, this Miss Baker, you know. And he had by her two girls.
Your father did?
Yes. And well, the youngest one had diphtheria, and they crossed the river right up here at Rio Grande City. And she is buried in the Rio Grande City Cemetery. And years later, my father thought that he could remember where she was. But even the old sexton had died. So then he and his wife moved to Hidalgo. And
Miss
and she got to running around, and he wasn't, knowing my father, he wasn't going to put up with that. So he wrote her brother in Galveston to come to Brown's and meet her. So he sent her back with this child, and this half sister. We became very, very good friends, and she often. Then, of course, then he married my mother, you know. And,
What was that? His, Is she still living, that child?
No, she hadn't been dead, too. I think Ida's been dead about, she was much older than I was, you know. She's been dead, I guess, 15 years. And she lived in the, she married a man as old as her father. He was quite well-to-do, and she had several children. She lived in a huge, big two-story home in Houston. And we used to go and spend the night or several days on our way to East Texas, because we would go on the day train, you see, and we'd stay with her, and on the way back, too. Unless we drove up by that time, there were roads we could drive up. We couldn't get out of here by car. And she came to my father's funeral, and her father, she was in love. Now, my father was a Presbyterian, and I don't know how it happened, but it was the best thing. Her mother was around her. Turned out she married two or three times afterwards. And her father had her put in a convent. She made her first communion there, was educated there, but she never followed Catholicism.
Ida?
She never followed Catholicism.
But that was Ida?
Ida. I don't know what Mr. was. I think maybe Presbyterian.
Her husband?
Mm-hmm. And Mr. was a wonderful man, and she was left very well fixed, and of course he died long before she did.
But Ms. your father's first wife, she was a what? A rounder?
Well, I mean, that's why he found out that she was